The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. One of the things I've learned about walking with the Lord is that when we're missing Him on something He's leading us to do, He'll let us try over and over until we finally give up and listen to His plan. This seems to be what He's let the U.S. Senate do concerning a so-called health care bill. After struggling for months trying to create a new government-funded medical insurance law that would replace Obamacare, they finally admitted they can't. And hopefully, they are now willing to cancel entirely the law called Obamacare. This would presumably let us return to the form of socialized medicine we had in 2008, which wasn't good, but was a lot less government control than we had with Obama's communistic system. Hopefully, we're now on the road to rejecting all government-funded health care, though I wouldn't expect this anytime soon. How do we get out of this quicksand of socialized medicine? We can only do that by returning to the biblical method of health care. There are some things we used to know in America that we've forgotten. As I wrote in the book For Such a Time as This, quote, "It has always been God's desire for His people to walk with Him in obedience, which allows Him to release the greatest amount of good health in them, generally speaking, as the Bible teaches in Exodus 15:26, which states, 'If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon you which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.'" But because He's so compassionate, and because He knows many, either through ignorance or rebellion, or by His sovereign act, will have disorders in their body, He has encouraged the use of medicine as a means of healing all through history. Indeed, one of Jesus' followers was a man named Luke, who was a physician. God wants human suffering eased. However, when the practice of medicine turns into greed, God hates it. In our opinion, a large percentage of what's done in medical practices and drug companies today is purely selfish and is repulsive to the God who desires us to walk healthy, spirit, soul, and body. And who wants to use doctors and medicine to minister to those who are not healthy? Government-funded medical care only encourages and supports greed in the healthcare profession. Before the 1920s, we used so many simple cures for disease. Now, government control outlaws many of those simple remedies for bodily disorders. That's not for our good. It would be much better for private companies to compete to produce the best medicine at the best price. Their profit would be determined by their ability to help us, instead of the approval of some bureaucrat, whom they can easily buy off. Wouldn't it be safer and easier to learn again natural ways to be healthy, starting with our walk with Christ? There are basically three things that affect our health: our spiritual condition, our eating habits, and our physical exercise. While God maintains over us an overarching control in this world, He generally lets us reap what we sow. The Bible says plainly, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Remember, we are God's temple. Shouldn't His order rule it? End quote. Tax-supported medicine can only lead us to the destruction of our liberty in America. As President Ronald Reagan and others have taught, quote, "The government that's big enough to meet all your needs is big enough to take away all your rights." End quote. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries.